Before we get to the episode, I've got something free for you. I'd love to give you a pack of Canva Instagram story templates and Pinterest templates that go with your unique brand's vibes. Whether you're more bright and colorful or more sophisticated and polished, I've got you covered. Take my website personality quiz at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz and you'll be matched with a few gorgeous DIYable website templates that would be perfect for your ideal client's vibes. You'll also get 10% off your template purchase from my shop, a free month subscription to Show It, a full brand personality profile to tell you what design your client is looking for, and of course, those awesome Canva templates. You can get it all now for free at elizabethmccraby.com/quiz. Now, here's the episode. As my team and I are taking some rest time for Christmas, I wanted to share with you an old podcast episode that has actually been one of the most popular that I have ever aired, and that interestingly, the blog post ranks really well in Google, so it's also read just as much, if not way more, than it's listened to. So this episode was originally episode 23 of the podcast and aired in July of 2019. And again, it's still highly downloaded, but it's one you might miss if you don't often go back to the beginning of podcasts you're subscribed to. And this is one you don't want to miss because the way we start our day truly affects our whole day. And this episode is going to help you start your day as more intention, especially as we think about going into the new year with new goals, or maybe even our lives slowing down a little bit with work this Christmas season, where you might have a little bit more time for this. So let's talk morning journal prompts. So I'm a big journaler. I was in 2019 when I recorded this, as you'll hear, and I am today as we close 2023. I have a prayer journal, I have a business dreams journal, I have pregnancy journals for two actually for my current pregnancy. And I did the same thing when I was pregnant with my first. And I have a journal where I do little journal prompts like this with what I'm sharing today. And if you're listening thinking, I hate journaling, but I know it can be beneficial, and that's why I clicked play on this episode, you're right. It can be so beneficial. And if you're someone who's like, I'm not super interested in journaling, I want to say that what I'm sharing today, these 10 prompts, will literally take you less than 10 minutes to do every day because they are so fast. So if you feel like I don't have time for this, you could totally make time in your morning before your kids and family are up when you're alone, or your morning once you're in your office before you start work, just taking 10 minutes to center yourself, answer these questions. So I recommend a journal for this. Pen to paper is always better, I think, but you can also type your answers into your phone or a computer and keep like a rolling document with this. And if you want these prompts in a printable version, I actually have two versions, one where it's like a full page PDF and then one where it's actually a little fourth page, so you can easily insert it into any journal size and kind of tape it to the front of your journal. You can go to elizabethmccraby.com/journal to get that freebie so that you have the questions absolutely free. And now in this original episode, I'm going to walk you through like what those questions are, what the intention is behind that, and give you some examples of how I've actually answered them myself. So that's elizabethmccraby.com/journal to grab that freebie. And you'll hear me share a different link later in the episode. That link works as well. So whichever link you want to access it through, and that'll be in the show notes too. So I cut out some of the beginning of this episode and I'll be diving in to the point where I'm walking through these 10 questions. So here you go. Hey guys, I'm Elizabeth McCravey, a website designer and business coach for entrepreneurs and your host for the Breakthrough Brand Podcast, the show that's all about pulling back the curtain on how to actually build a successful business. I don't skim the surface around here. If you want a deep dive into the nitty-gritty details of what it takes to run a successful business and stand out in a crowd, you're in the right place. After creating a multiple six-figure-a-year website design business in my 20s, I'm ready to share everything I've learned and everything I'm still learning because I believe the keys to building a thriving business should never be a secret. Here you'll find episodes that are actionable, direct, and fun, like French chatting business over coffee and a fresh, honest take on the reality of being an entrepreneur. If you're ready to master online marketing, branding, website design, mindset, and business strategy, then this is the podcast for you. It's time to build your breakthrough brand. Let's do this. So now, you guys, let's get to the questions. So I'm going to start by running through them one by one and talk about the importance of each. I'm going to give you guys plenty of examples too of like what my answers are so you can get an idea for how they are used. So to get a full list though of the questions, I know you guys are going to want to like put these in your journal, write them down so you can have them too. I want you to head to the show notes for this episode. It's at elizabethmccraby.com/23download, number 23 download. And you'll find the questions there where you can literally download this cute little document I'm making for you guys, a little PDF, where you can print it like on a small sheet of paper or like on a large sheet. So whichever way you want it, you can print it. Or if you don't want to print it, you can like copy and paste it and put it in your phone or write it into your own journal, however you want to do it. So again, that's elizabethmccraby.com/23download. And you can also just click into the show notes wherever you're listening and get it that way. So even though you know you can get the questions there, do not quit on me now, because half the magic in all this is in the examples and in knowing why the questions work and kind of how to use them. Okay, so do not tune me out. All right, so let's roll through these 10 questions. Okay, so the first question is, what does my soul need today? So this is a self-care question for me. And I'm asking, like, what do I need? You know, like, what do you need? You listening right now, how often do we forget to like ask ourselves that question? We just go through the day, just kind of doing whatever's thrown at us without really asking, like, what does our soul long for today? And I usually like to answer this with a way of being, a way I want to feel, something I want to do that's maybe a little more abstract, because another question coming up is more specific about what you can do to bring you joy. We'll get to that in a minute. But this one's more about like your needs for your well-being. So here are some examples from my actual journal to give you guys an idea of how you can answer this. My soul needs some introverted alone time in the car today after all the socializing. That is one thing I actually wrote. This is after a work trip where I was just feeling exhausted because I'm kind of introverted and I needed to be alone in the car. And what I meant by writing that was that I want to just like practice being present with myself in the car alone. Another example, my soul needs a slower movement into the work week so that I don't get overwhelmed. So that is something I write often on Monday mornings to remind myself, like, I need to go slow this morning and not like just run into working at 8 a.m., but really have like a slower morning routine to kind of get me geared up for the work week. Another example, my soul needs a good, restful workout today. So those are some examples. Answer these however it makes sense to you. It's all about asking the question of what do I need today? That's another way you could word it. And also, as just a little note here, I actually don't write most of my answers in full sentences. I know I just answer those to you as an example in full sentences, but usually I write it just kind of like bullet pointed, which makes it even faster in the mornings. There's one question we'll get to in a minute that I always write in a full sentence, actually two that I do. But this one I typically would more so write like good restful workout today. Like that would be the answer versus a longer thing. So yeah, that's the first question. What does my soul need today? All right, question number two, what am I most excited about in my life today? So I used to answer this question, this is what I've refined, with what am I most excited about, like in general in my life right now or something like that. And then I would focus on stuff really far into the future, like, oh, I have this vacation coming up, or I'm launching this cool thing in my business and I'm excited about that. And that's like 4 months away. And so now I like to ask it about today specifically. And I think this is a really good practice because it lets you think about in the morning what you have going on that day and what on your schedule you can look forward to. So I really like that. Because sometimes, so often when we wake up, it's like you're thinking about like, oh my gosh, I have this thing due, I have this meeting, I'm stressed out about this random thing, I have to pick my kids up or whatever it is. And you're just like, ugh, I'm stressed. So this is a moment to think about, what can I be excited about today specifically? And if that doesn't work for you, if that day you're like, you know what, I don't even really have an answer, I'm excited about something tomorrow, you can answer however you want. Maybe it could be something that you're excited about in the week in general, or even that month. But I like to do something more like short term, which ends up making a smaller thing typically. But yeah, that's how I like to answer it. So here are some little examples. So I'm excited about moving into our new house and packing up today. You guys, these are all real ones from my journal. I just like literally flipped through it and found some that I thought were good examples. So that's one from when we were moving. Here's another one. I'm excited to see Midsummer Tonight with Suzanne and Shane. So saw that movie, I guess like a week ago. It was really scary and weird, but I was really excited to see it. So that was one I wrote down. I'm excited to go out for a date tonight with Adam. So that's another example. I'm excited to work on Ashley's website design today. So those are just some random examples, some work-related, some personal. I feel like I tend to answer this one more personally. But yeah, those are some real examples from my real life. So remember, just answer this however you want. This is your journaling time. Do not take what I'm saying to be like, that's the only way to answer it. And it can be something from the day, the week, the year, however you want to look at it. But this is a way to be like, you know what? I have something to get excited about today and I am excited.
All right. So you guys, this third question, if you are like tuning me out a little bit, tune up the volume because you're going to want to hear this one. This is my favorite question of all. Like literally, if I was only going to do one question, it'd probably be this one. Okay. So the question is, what am I ready to welcome more of into the world? Whew, love that. Okay. So I love thinking and dreaming about my goals and being intentional about what I want in life. And this question every morning helps me do just that. So with this question, you want to be tangible and specific with your answer, not something vague, but like really specific. This is your time to remind yourself of a big goal, to actually write it down. And by writing it down and like acknowledging it on paper, it's one more way you're working towards it. You're putting it front and center of your mind. And you're like telling the world, like, this is something I'm going to do. This is something I really want to do. This is something I'm ready for. So I always do this one in full sentences. This is the one I said I typically do in full sentences because I like to write it like, I am ready to welcome blank, because it's like a statement. Like I'm like turning myself, it's hard to explain, but it's like I'm like empowering myself by like saying it. Okay. So I always write this one in full sentences, and I usually write down 2 to 3 things, sometimes even more than that. And I'll kind of write it like a paragraph almost of like, I'm ready to welcome this, I'm ready to welcome that, like just all the different things I'm ready to welcome. And a lot of them, I write down the same thing every day. If I have like a specific goal that month, I'll write it down every day. So here are some examples from my journal. So I'm not going to share specific numbers, but some of these would normally have a number in them. So first of all, one thing is an example. Every month, I set a goal for how many website templates I want to sell. And I always write that goal in my journal, usually every day that I do this. So you guys, this is so crazy though. Every month I've done this of like writing down the goal for how many website templates I want to sell. If you don't know, I have a website template shop. They're Show It Website Templates. They're really great. If you want to shop them, they're on my website, ElizabethMcCravey.com. But yes, that's what I'm talking about. I sell website templates. So every month, you guys, I've written down the goal. I have hit the goal. Okay. And I'm not saying it's magical or anything like that, but I do think that when we set tangible goals and write them down, not just be like thinking in your mind randomly, like, oh, that'd be nice if I sold that many templates. No, but like writing it down, it helps us to focus on them. And then when we focus on it, we actually do the work. And it's also like a big energy shift, like thinking, oh, God, I really hope I book some clients this month. I feel so hopeless. Like, oh my gosh, you guys, a bug just flew in my mouth. Okay, we're going to keep going. But thinking, ugh, I really hope I book some clients this month. I feel so hopeless. That's different than saying, I am ready to welcome 3 new clients in this month to my business. Okay, that's not an example from my actual journaling with the template part, but that's just an example for you guys. If you're like currently in a place right now where you're like, oh my gosh, I need clients, this is ridiculous. Instead, tell yourself, set a goal. How many clients do you want to welcome into your business, and write it down. I'm ready to welcome in 3 new clients this month. So like when you hear me say that, like, can you feel the difference energetically? Like I can, and I really love it. So like I said, I do this with my website templates, and I'm not going to share numbers, but I would write something like, I'm ready to welcome in X number of new template buyers this month. And you guys, it really is. This is funny. This is wild to me. So like I said, every time I've done this, I've hit the goal. We're still early in the month right now as I'm recording this, so I've not hit the goal yet that I wrote for this month, but so wild. So on Saturday, I was in our hotel, I was doing my journaling, and I did this question. I wrote down my goal for the month and how many sales were left. So I usually write down like what the goal is, and I say, which means this many more sales. And you guys, no joke, when I had finished writing and was on to the next question, I had made a new template sale. Like literally on Saturday morning when I was writing the answer to this question. So I had my phone put away because I do like to be distraction free during this time. But the reason I knew is because my phone was still like turned up kind of far away from me. And every time I make a template sale, really random, but I get 4 emails because they go to my email addresses. It's a long story, but I get 4 emails. So anytime like I have 4 emails all like hit as a notification at once, I like know it's a sale. So I was like, oh my gosh, I think I just made a template sale. And I clicked into it. And it was. So yeah, it's pretty cool though. Just a fun little fact there. Like it happened right after I wrote it. And I was really there energetically of like, I'm going to make this happen. Okay. So here's some other examples. If you need like more ideas for what you can be welcoming in. Here's an example. I am ready to welcome a productive workday where I don't use my phone much. I am ready to welcome the client who was thinking about booking, like filling their name here, as a new client. I am ready to welcome X number of new template sales. I am ready to welcome in X dollar amount this year. I am ready to welcome in meaningful conversations with friends tonight. Okay. So that's like typically how one could look for me, of like writing down like kind of in a paragraph like that of like, I'm ready to welcome this, I'm ready to welcome that. Full sentences, 4 to 5 things somewhere in there. And some other random examples. I found this one the other day. I'm ready to welcome in a new house that's just right for our family. I wrote this every day, basically, when we are thinking about our house and like house hunting and like thinking about house hunting and all of that. So I wrote, I'm ready to welcome in a new house. I also always like to write down my income goal for the year and what's remaining of it and any booking related goals. And then I have plenty of personal things I write down as well that I'm ready to welcome, some like bigger goals and sometimes stuff from that specific day. So I want you to make these questions your own. Like I've already said, like make them all your own, but I would recommend like honestly leaving this one as is because I think it's a really good question. All right. So just as a recap, 3, what am I ready to welcome more of into the world? So now let's move on to question 4. What are 3 things I'm grateful for today? So practicing gratitude is so vital. We all know that. We hear that all the time. And I love this question. And I like to answer specifically about 3 things that are relevant to my life right now. I like to get specific, like so specific that could be something like, I'm really grateful for my coffee because it's really good. Sometimes I write stuff literally like that. So when you're stressed, you're nervous, you're overwhelmed, this question can be an excellent reminder to like show you all that you have to be grateful for, because sometimes we can be so like in our own little box that we like forget all the stuff we have to be grateful for. So here's an example I wrote from our vacation, which was last week at the time of this recording, but y'all will be listening to this later. So I'm grateful to have a loving husband. I'm grateful for our incredible vacation time together. And I'm grateful that I had fun mountain biking. Okay. So those are just 3 random things that were relevant from like that week. Here's another example. I'm grateful for our home. I'm grateful for my business's recent growth. I'm grateful for the Lord's goodness in my friendships. Okay. So yeah, 3 things you're grateful for. You can write more. You can write less if you don't have 3 that day, but I can guarantee basically you can probably think of 3. So that's 4. What are 3 things I'm grateful for today? 5, this one's a 2-parter. You could technically make it 2 separate questions if you want, but I just do it as 1 question. So what are 1 to 3 things I could do today to bring me joy? And what are 1 to 3 things I can do today to bring someone else joy? So this one's about joy, right? So the first question, question 1, that one was more about what does your soul specifically need? And this question is about what will bring you joy overall, like something specific you can do. And again, 1 to 3 things. I say 1 to 3 because like sometimes you might only have 1, sometimes you might even have more than 3, but I typically write somewhere between 1 to 3. And then I love the second part of what are specific things you can do to bring someone else joy. So it could be your spouse, your children, family, a coworker, a random person you meet somewhere, like anyone really. So it's just good to be thinking about like outward serving. So an example of things to bring me joy, things I literally wrote. I think this example is from yesterday. So things to bring me joy: go to the gym, read for 30 minutes, watch Big Little Lies tonight to unwind, ask a friend to go out for dinner. That last one is just an example. But yeah, so those are some things that you could write. Stuff to bring someone else joy: be a helping hand at camp today whenever I see someone who needs some help with anything. That's talking about Young Life Camp, where I am right now. Text mom and dad to check in. Do laundry for Adam so he has clean clothes tomorrow. Text friend to tell them I'm thinking of them and praying for them. Treat a friend to dinner. So those are just some random examples. Just think about the people in your life, the people you love, maybe someone that like feels like an enemy to you, but like, how can you bring them joy? How can you love on them well? And then at the same time, like, what are some tangible, specific things you can do to take care of yourself and bring yourself joy? Want more from the Breakthrough Brand Podcast? Then you've got to join my podcast community. It's an absolutely free Facebook group where you can connect with other listeners to network, ask questions, make friends, find clients and team members, all the things. Our community is constantly popping with new posts. It's the perfect place to ask questions that come up for you after listening to these podcast episodes, or just other burning business questions that you would like for me to answer or have another like-minded business owner answer. I'm also constantly sharing content that takes what we talk about on on this show deeper with examples, visuals, videos, and just extending the conversation further. So head to elizabethmccraby.com/Facebook to join the group. Just request to join and I'll let you in. You can also search Breakthrough Brand Podcast Group on Facebook to find it that way. See you inside. And I love this question because it asks you to be specific and make your day happen versus your day happening to you. So often we end our day, like I'm sure you guys can relate to this. I do this too, but like ending our day with like, oh, I wish I would have done that. I really regret not doing that. I wish I would have worked out or I should have called my mom today. But like this question and all these questions really help you be super, super intentional about your life and your day. Like, you know, that quote that says either you run the day or the day runs you. It's kind of that idea of like, you're deciding right now, these are things that I can do to bring other people joy and to bring me joy and I'm going to do it. So yeah, to recap, that's number five. What are 1 to 3 things I could do today to bring me joy? And what are 1 to 3 things I can do today to bring someone else joy? All right, we are halfway there. So number 6, this one's more of a prompt. So you would fill it in the blank of a praise I have is and a prayer I have is. So in this question, you write a praise and a prayer. And depending on what your morning looks like, you might already be journaling your prayer, spending time meditating or praying in some other way. But I still like to add in this fast one, no matter what my morning routine or like my day in general looks like. And I like to start with the praise and then end with the prayer. And I usually just write one thing for this, but you can write as many as you want, which isn't to say I'm only praying about or praising God for one thing that day. It's more of just like, that's the one I'm focusing on right now. So just like in question number 3 about what I want to bring into the world, I love looking back on this one to see answered prayers later and reflect even more on the praises I have for what God's done in my life and then the lives of other people I'm praying for. So it's a really fun one to flip back on. And again, when you keep it short versus like a long prayer journal, on this one, you can like see it more clearly and just find the exact thing you're looking for. So here are some examples, even though like I know you guys know what praises and prayers are, but I'm just going to give you an idea of the kind of thing I might write. So praise that we were safe flying into Denver yesterday, that the podcast interview this week was fun and exciting. So those are 2 examples. Prayers. Usually they have a friend or family member going through something specific. I'll pray for them in this little piece of the journaling. Some other things I've prayed for lately, focus while working. I pray for that really often to like keep me focused, keep me off my phone, help me be attentive and work really hard. For relationships to grow with Jesus, for the kids at camp right now. I'm at Young Life Camp, like I've said that 1,000 times, but that's a constant prayer since we've been here of like help kids get to know Jesus. And then while I was on vacation, a prayer I had was that I can relax and let go of work while I'm on vacation and get into vacation mode. So those are just some random examples. But yeah, this is a great one. So a prayer and a praise, you just write them down. All right, number 7, how do I want to feel at the end of the day? Ooh, that's a good one. So for this question, I typically write out like 1 to 2 words to describe a feeling I'd like to be in. So some examples would be accomplished, relaxed, rejuvenated, prepared for the week, relationally fueled up, things like that. And sometimes I'll go a step further even and jot down a couple things that will help me feel that emotion at the end of the day. That's a great way to take this a step further. So like, for example, if I wrote down on a Sunday morning that I want to feel prepared for the week ahead at the end of the day. It's like, I want to feel ready for Monday. Some things I could do to get there would be grocery shopping, meal prep, making a schedule for my day on Monday, and cleaning the house. So like I might literally write like I want to feel prepared for the week. And then I would be like, like what can I do to make myself prepared for the week? And then I would write down like those things just as a bullet point and then maybe try to work them into my schedule as well. Again, this question is about thinking ahead and making a plan for your day versus just being passive and letting the day happen to you. And I think it's helpful too to like throughout the day, try to remember what words you wrote and actively move yourself in that direction. So remember, like, you know, this morning when I first woke up and had a fresh and clear mind, I wrote that I wanted to feel rejuvenated. Am I doing stuff today to make me feel rejuvenated or am I draining myself with the stuff I'm doing? Like literally, you guys, this can make you feel so intentional about like controlling how you feel and act and how you're going to feel at the end of the day. So that's number 7. How do I want to feel at the end of the day? All right, number 8. What can I do today in order to make my goal or goals easier? So that one might sound confusing. We're going to dive into it though. So if you're like me, you might set daily, weekly, monthly, yearly goals in your life and in your business, all that. And for this question, I like to think about one of the specific goals I have and ask, how can I make it easier for me to work towards that goal today or hit the goal today? So this question like can go so many different ways depending on how you look at it. So I would say like, when it comes time for you to answer this one, like look at it however it suits you best. But depending on what the goal is, it can be answered differently. So like it's a big goal you're working towards, such as like launching your business, you might write something different than if it's a habit-based goal, like eating healthy. So typically with this question though, it's easier to focus on a habit you're trying to form in order to get a bigger goal, like losing weight, growing your business, changing your relationship, something like that. So here are just some random examples. These are not mine necessarily, but like ones I think are good examples of what I mean here. So if the goal you have is to lose weight, one like action step for that could be to not snack tonight after dinner. So like, let's say that's your goal. You're not going to snack tonight after dinner. How can you make that goal easier? Like you have the goal of like not snacking after meals. How can you make it easier? Maybe the answer would be brew some tea immediately after dinner to curb your sweet tooth and then brush your teeth after. So that's just the way it could look. It's like if you have the overarching goal of weight loss, think of like one of the steps in that. And then how do you make it easier? Here's another example. If you have an overall goal of reading a certain number of books in the year, I have that goal. And then you might have another smaller goal of reading an entire book this month that you're like in the process of reading. How can you make it easier to finish that book? You know, so like an example could be take a 15-minute lunch break to eat and then spend 30 minutes reading after. So like fitting into your workday, deciding right now, like I'm going to fit in during that time. So I like to switch it every day to a different goal. Whenever I feel like the focus is that day, kind of like whatever goal I think I need to hit, depending on like where I am emotionally and stuff. So sometimes it's not even something I have as a big goal. Like it's actually pretty often that it's not something I've like written as a goal for the year or anything, but more so something I just want to make happen that day where it's like, yeah, this is the thing I want to do. Like sometimes my answer could even be like, I have the goal of working out that day, but my day is really full. Like how can I make it easier to work out? Is like the question I'm asking. So that's an example. It all works however you want to like figure this question, but do what's motivational for you here. And again, the question is, what can I do today in order to make my goal or goals easier? So really love that one. All right, we're on to the last two questions here. So question number 9, this one also is more of a prompt. And I got this one actually from the High Performance Planner by Brendon Burchard, which I totally love. I think I've talked about it before in the podcast, actually, I can't remember. But I really love that planner. But to be totally honest, I do not use it every day. Because I usually don't feel like I need that many questions in the morning and the evening. And I also don't always want to schedule my day out as intensely as it is in that planner. But when I'm feeling like overwhelmed and have a really full day, I like to pull out that planner and like answer the questions, map everything out. But of all the questions in that planner, this one is my absolute favorite. So it's a sentence you complete. So here's the sentence. A situation that might trip me up today is... fill in the blank. And the way that my best self would deal with it is blank. So you're kind of completing this, like what's going to trip you up today and how would your best self deal with it? So I really like this question again. I feel like this is like the key of everything here. It helps me be proactive. So like helps me think through like what, which I don't love to focus on that in the morning, but like what might be hard today? And then like, how is my best self going to deal with that? So some examples, this is a real one for me. A situation that might trip me up could be stress when opening my inbox after a long weekend. You know, guys, 4th of July just happened. Did anyone feel that coming back to work after that weekend of like kind of overwhelm and stress when opening your inbox? So the question, how would my best self deal with that? Take a deep breath and take it in small doses until I have completed. I would know that I don't have to answer all the emails back at once. It can wait a couple days. So just kind of like affirming with myself before it's even happened of like knowing, okay, when I open my laptop today, I might get kind of stressed out, but I don't have to answer all these emails immediately. And everything's going to be fine. The world's still going to go on, you know? So that's what you think about here is like, what's the situation that might trip you up? And what's the way that your best self would deal with that situation? So that is question number 9. So our final question. So this one's also a prompt. And this one is writing an affirmation statement for the day, like an I am affirmation statement. So if you're like, what the heck is an affirmation statement? I actually want to read you guys the definition from Intelligent Change, which is a company I really love. And this is how they explain what an affirmation is. So a daily affirmation is a simple statement that defines you as you want to be. Every time you write the daily affirmation, you prime your brain to start building this belief in your mind. With consistency, you will begin to create that change from within. I read that to you because I could not have said it better. It's so good, right? So an affirmation is a simple statement where you're defining you as you want to be. And when you write it, you prime your brain to start building the belief and create change from within, like from thinking about it, creating change outward. So I actually don't think everyone gets the same benefits from affirmations. Can I give you some ideas to know if this would be helpful to you or not? But I think they're like more profound for some people than for others. And I personally really love affirmations. I've been using them for years now to work towards goals I really want to achieve. And I even have a morning affirmations coffee mug in my Etsy shop that has like an affirmation paragraph to read in the morning. And also when I launched this podcast, I gave people, which I might do this again, but I gave people a mug that had a morning affirmation on it as well that's different than the one in my Etsy shop. So anyway, I'll link to the Etsy shop one in my show notes if you guys want to take a look at that. It's fun to like drink your coffee and kind of read the mug in the morning. Point is, I really love affirmations. And as a side note, you guys have all heard about love languages probably. And I learned recently about how the love language we prefer to receive from others is also typically what we will respond best to from ourselves to feel love, which was really fascinating to me because I just hadn't thought about that before. It makes total sense, but I hadn't thought about it. So my actual love language is gifts, which really means I love for people to be thoughtful, not like needing like fancy stuff, but my love language is gifts. And my second highest love language is words of affirmation. So words of affirmation is literally a love language. So you guys, if that's something you feel like, if you're someone who really appreciates words of affirmation from your friends, your family, your spouse, this thing of like writing a daily affirmation will likely speak to you really strongly. Like if that's something that is huge to you from others, you're going to feel it pretty intensely when you give the affirmation to yourself. But if you're someone who like, I could care less for like positive affirmation, then you might not care about this as much. Okay, so how to do the affirmation thing. So I love affirmations that start with I am, I will, I can, those kind of statements. So those are typically what I write. And I'm going to give you guys some affirmations that I love to use or that I think could be helpful to you. But really, you can make up anything you want. Like literally, you can get affirmations anywhere. You can make them up, like whatever you feel in that moment. But here are some that you can try out. If you're thinking like, I want to try this, but I don't know what to write. Here are some ideas. I am empowered to succeed. I have the courage to live my dreams. I'm attracting new clients each and every day. My body is getting stronger and healthier each day. I am worthy of love. I will move through my day with gratitude. I am strong in mind, body, and spirit. I am driven by passion and purpose. I am capable of anything I focus on intentionally. I inhale confidence and exhale fear. I am loved, loving, and lovable. So those are just a couple right there that you can try out. And you can find so many ideas for affirmations online, like literally just Google affirmations, daily affirmations, something like that. And you can get a lot of great ideas there. Or you can just be really creative and write your own, which is typically what I do. I just kind of write whatever I'm feeling that day. But I also have like a list I keep of ones I like, which I just read to you is some of the ones I like. And I will put those in the show notes. ElizabethMcCravey.com/23. You can also get the download with all the questions, but I'll put that list of affirmations there so that you guys can look at those if you want to use them. And another thing with affirmations I really like, you can try this out, is when there's one that really resonates with you, put it on a sticky note somewhere where you'll see it often, like your fridge, your desk, your mirror, somewhere like that, to be reminded of it. Like if one of those I just read really speaks to you, like try writing it down and like saying it often, thinking it often. You don't have to say it out loud, but you can. I actually like to, when I do my journaling, I like to say it out loud, typically as a whisper. But if I'm completely alone, I like actually say it out loud in the same way I just read it. And it really is empowering, and it helps you move towards doing or being whatever it is that you wrote down. So yeah, that's the last one, writing an affirmation statement. So you guys, that is it. Those are the 10 questions I answer to start my day with intention. And I hope you guys enjoy trying out these questions for yourself. And again, you can get the free download of these questions at elizabethmccravey.com/23download, or just click in the show notes wherever you're listening and you'll see a link to like get that download, and you can download it, print it, put it in your journal or like on your computer and just look at it and write it into your journal that way. But yeah, I really hope these help you guys the way they have helped me. And let me know on social media what you think. If you use any of these, if there's one that really spoke out to you, come tell me. I'm at Elizabeth McCravey on Instagram and at Elizabeth McCravey Designs on Facebook. And I would absolutely love to hear from you. All right. And to close us out today, I have a quote that is so perfect for this episode topic, and it's from Louise Hay. And she says, "How you start your day is how you live your day. How you live your day is how you live your life." Rewind that again and listen. That's so good. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode all the way until the end. I appreciate you being here. And if you enjoyed this episode, then I want to invite you to check out my website template shop too. Over on elizabethmccravey.com, you'll find show it website templates that are easy to use, strategically designed, and created to help you book more clients and customers. Maybe your current website is really boring. Maybe it's a challenge to update. And maybe even it's that thing that you really feel like is just completely holding your business back. Your website needs to be strategically and intentionally designed in order for it to convert your viewers into raving customers. And that's exactly what my M-Shop templates do. So these are pre-made Show It website templates where you can plug and play your content into it with ease and then get started with a website that's designed to actually help you make more money. These templates are designed to be SEO friendly on the back end, and they're not just pretty, but they are very strategic and with all the strategies I teach on this podcast. And best of all, they're easy for you to set up all by yourself. So shop them at elizabethmccravey.com/shop and come join the M-Shop family of hundreds of happy customers. And as an added perk, you can use the code BBPODCAST at checkout to get 10% off any template as a thank you for being a part of the podcast family. So that's BBPODCAST for 10% off any template over at elizabethmccravey.com. And if you love this podcast, don't forget that you can subscribe on Apple Podcasts so that you never miss an episode, and leave a rating and review for the show wherever you're listening. Share it with a friend, share it on Instagram or Facebook. That's a great way to support the podcast and get the word out. All right, I'll be back next week with another new episode.